And what's the purpose of the documentary? What's the objective of it? You know, Phil Oakes was a standard for many people who were activists back in the 60s and 70s. And after that, what's the thrust of the documentary? Because I haven't seen it yet. I'm out here in Wisconsin. It doesn't trickle here that quickly.
The documentary basically is showing Phil's life and the times in which he lived. And it's very well done because it doesn't try to hide the blemishes. It's a very honest portrait of who Phil was. I mean, he was a great writer. He was a great, he had such a wit, such a sense of humor that was incredible, and such an ability to write beautiful songs. But he also had problems. He was manic depressive. He became a heavy drinker in his later years. Not that they were that late. He died in his 30s. But as he went on, the manic depression kind of took over. So all of this is shown in the movie. They don't try to cover it up. It's there. It's very, very raw.